Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, June 13th of 2022. And I am your host, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I apologize for the late start. We had a little technical difficulty, but have got that corrected. So now, thank you for those of you who are have tuned in and are tuning in right now. As I'm sure people are, those of you who might have been wondering, like, is he coming? Is he coming? Or is he not coming? Well, yep, I'm here. I'm live now. The thing is, though, we just had that little technical difficulty, which now, after it being set up, we were ready to go. So, here I am. Here on this Monday, the 13th of June. And depending on where you are, if you're listening in America, depending on where you are in America, may or may not have been a hot one, particularly for the date. I know up here we have highs in the mid-90s for Wednesday. And other places could be higher than that on that same day. So places in the South, certain places in the South are going to be like this all week and into next week. So be heat aware, as they say. Drink a lot of fluids, drink a lot of water, and just be safe with it. And after all, it is summer officially in about a week and a day. So it's that time of year where we start to see, where we see these warmer temperatures, but for some of us, we don't see these until closer to July or August. Just try not to say August, because I don't want to wish the end of summer on me yet. And so, and Dad, if you're listening, these heat indexes that are going on here in this country won't compare to the 122 that they had in India when you were there. Because let me be honest with you, listeners. My dad told me these heat indexes and this humidity that he saw in India, he had never seen anything like that in this country. But obviously not all of you, most of you were not with my dad. So fear not. Even here in Michigan, we are not getting those heat indexes. Will it feel like 100? Yeah, probably yes. At some point, we get those, if not yearly, we get them every couple of years at least. So and this thing they say about how we caused all the climate change and how we need to get off all the fossil, all the coal, the energy transition to what? We don't have all the stuff for every vehicle to be electric. And solar, what about when it's not sunny? Wind-powered everything, what about when it's not windy? Folks, I listen to the Bill Cunningham, the Great American, every Sunday night. I listened to him last night, and he mentioned something that to me was kind of scary. We now use half of the coal for energy that we did in 2000. Half of the coal. Last I checked, coal was perfectly safe. What about nuclear? Thanks, I think, partly a big chunk to all of this green energy stuff. They're talking about possible rolling brownouts and blackouts in parts of California and other places, even Texas, sadly. When you need it the most. And got to produce more. And to blame all of us, claim that we caused the climate change. There's only one more thing I'm going to say about this, and then I'm going to get on to the other things that I want to discuss. Here it is. Over the years, the hundreds of years, the thousands of years, let me tell you this. It has been much colder. It has been much hotter. The climate of the Earth is always changing. Over time, it has always changed. Just take that for a grain of salt. So yes, there is climate change, but it's not what you think. It's not like we caused it. But, folks, there's a reason why they say we have no control over the weather. You know why that is? Because we don't. We have no control over the weather. None. As on our own, we don't. Oh, you don't want it to rain at that party? Oh, you don't want that heat wave or that cold snap to come when you're supposed to? It's Mother Nature. And what's going to happen is what's going to happen. It rains, it snows, it's cloudy, it's sunny, hot, cold. That's how it is. That's that. And yes, folks, that is your science lesson for the day. Now I am leaving science alone for the rest of the day. All right. So, yesterday we had John Paul Engler in our church. He's a a missionary to France. That's what I was saying. He's a missionary to France. So he's been in France lately a lot. And he came in yesterday and talked to us about missions. And the big thing I want to tell you that he said is whatever country you live in, it is a mission field. This country is a mission field. It really is. People need help. People need saved. People need delivered. Now, I will say, though, some people are called to world missions and are called to go to these other countries and to do missions work in other countries. And I am not belittling that at all. Because both my mom and dad in the last few months went to other countries and did missions and ministry work. But we can do the same thing in our own country. Let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else, listeners. My mom and my dad. Both my mom and my dad I already said that. My pastor in the 80s, maybe not exclusively in the 80s, but for a little while there, she did so much preaching on the mission field and so much missions work. Later, she was told by God, I want you to go back home and preach to America first. You say, and then pastor was thinking, well, God, why America first? And I'm sure he's thinking, well, weren't we not told go into all the world and preach the gospel? I'm sure that's what he was thinking, and God would have said, well, yeah, yes. Well, yes, Mark, but America is one limping, whining, sick puppy. Needs help, and people need preached to. People need, And that's why he was told to go to America first. Not France first. Not Russia first. Not Africa first. America first. And he still went to countries here and there, but it's been a while. And for the most part, he stayed in this country. Obedient to God. And so a good missionary, even if it's for long missions, they will go to wherever God has called them to go. Might not necessarily be where they personally think they should go, where they want to go. They should go where God called them to go, and not just where they want to go. And I hope you're following me and what I'm saying, because I personally think it's important. Let people know. This. And there are still billions of people that have not yet heard of Jesus. They have not yet heard the Word of God. Like over 2 billion, he said yesterday morning. I forgot what he had said, but I know it was at least 1 million, like 2 billion or more of the 8 billion that live on the planet. And they don't know Jesus yet. They haven't yet heard him. Some of them are probably in your backyard. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, plan is I'm going to give the couple announcements that I usually give, then we're going to get into the word, I'm going to sing a couple songs, then we're going to get into the word, and then I have a little sports update to give. So, first thing I want to remind you about is the Miracle Man, the book Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been, all the great things God's done. And I keep trusting in him, and I know God's just going to keep moving, and I just know that God is just going to keep working, keep moving, and keep, because I just know the Lord is on my side. And that's an encouragement to all of you listeners. God is on our side. And all things are possible when he's with us. It's not one thing. It's not a couple things. All things are possible when he's on our side. So we shouldn't give up. And we need not be afraid. Because if you're just going to allow yourself to just go on living in fear, then you're hurting yourself. So I know where my help comes from. It comes from the Lord. And I say something every once in a while that I've heard my pastor say a couple times. I know where my bread comes from and who butters it. Amen. And so you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. And you can just let it be a blessing to you. I want it to be a blessing to you. Because I really would want to see you get blessed. And it's not something that I'm taking lightly. So why not go read the book? It'll be a blessing to your life. Okay. The other thing I want to remind you of is the PayPal. Folks, you can go online to paypal.com. in order to be a blessing into the program, because I want to see you get blessed. So you can sow into the broadcast. And you can, in the search bar on PayPal.com, you can type in Rivers Shukla, which is my name. R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind is the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla are capitalized. So please, if you can, just make a note of that. And the verse I want to give into your life tonight is where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life." He gave his only begotten Son for us on the cross. My point is, you know, he gave something for us. I always pray over your seed whenever you sow it. And I always believe that he will bless it above and beyond what you can ask or think. And now, now I want to sing a couple of songs, and then we're going to pray and get into the word of the Lord for this evening.
Mm-hmm.
My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours and will be forever. My life is yours. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. I adore you. I will sing it with all my heart. I adore you. I love everything you are. Oh. My foes are many, they rise against me, but I will hold my brow. I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way, my help is on the way. Oh my God, you will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through. Always. Always. Trouble surrounds me, chaos abounding, my soul will rest in you. Oh yes, Lord, I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way, my help is on the way. Oh my God, he will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through. Always. Oh my God, he will not delay. My refuge and strength always. I will not fear. His promise is true. My God will come through. Always. Always. I put my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. Oh, my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. Sing the Son of the Lord. I will not fear. Your promise is true. My God will come through always. Oh, my God, You will not delay. You're my refuge and strength always. I will not fear. Your promise is true. I know You'll come through. Always, always. My help comes from You, Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from You, Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes up. My help comes from the Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. You speak and oceans wash upon the sand. The oceans flush and fall at Your command. With only just a breath, the world began. We sing, God, there's nobody like You, God. There's nobody like You, God. There will never be. Yes, God, there's nobody like You, God. There's nobody like You, God. There will never be. Oh, oh, oh. There'll never be anyone like Jesus. When nothing we could do would be enough. So the moon and stars, You reach for us. My sin and grace is my love was overwhelmed by perfect love. We sing, God, there's nobody like You, God. There's nobody like You, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like You, God. There's nobody like You, God. There will never be. Oh, oh, oh.
Your name is greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. Your name is greater than any name I know. Your name is higher than any other throne. You are the author, the creator of it all. You stand alone. You stand alone. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. God, there's nobody like you, God. There's nobody like you, God. There will never be. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. Never be anyone like you. Never be anyone like you. Never be anyone like you, God. Never be anyone like you. Never be anyone like you. Never be anyone like you, God. Never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you. There'll never be anyone like you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is no one like you. There has no one ever been anyone like you. There will never be anyone like you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your promises are yes and amen. You are the great I am. You are the Prince of Peace. You are. Your name is greater than any name I know. Thank you, Master, that you are with us right now. That you would calm these storms of life that rage against us. Just help us get through these last of the last of the last days. Because we know you're coming for us soon. And thank you, Lord God, that you're with us right now, wherever we are, wherever these listeners are, in their homes, driving, at the beach, at the cabin, at a camp somewhere. Whatever they're doing, thank you, Master, that they have decided to tune into you. Because even though it might be summer, we serve the Son of God, not the Sun God. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. And I make my confession. I thank you, Lord God, that these listeners have ears to hear your word tonight. That they will be ready to receive what you have for them, and that you use me to deliver the word to these listeners right now, tonight. Thank you that you know what these listeners have need of, and that you're meeting their needs right now, whether it be a healing in their body, whether it be a financial miracle, whatever it is, you know what they need right now. And I thank you that you're meeting those needs right now. And so I make my confession over this program right now,
I thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Now, I'm going to take a quick station ID, and when I get right back, we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Amen. All right, I'm back. Turn with me, please, to 1 Corinthians 13. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 13. We had a president who was trying to figure out whether it was 1 Corinthians or 1 Corinthians. And and some people, and in my mind, I was thinking, well, and I'm thinking, well, you know, either way, whether it's one or first, it is whichever it is. Actually, 14. Let's look at verse 13. We were still in 13 last time, actually. Now let's start in verse 11. Now, when I was a child, I talked as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, you could say, either one. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Now we see but a poor reflection in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now there are three remain: faith, hope, and love. All three of those are important. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Chapter 14. We'll begin with verse 1 now. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially the gifts of prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries of the Spirit. Like everyone who prophesies speaks to men for their strengthening, encouragement, and comfort. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself. But he who prophesies edifies the Christ. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. He who prophesies is greater than one who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets, so that the Christ may be edified. Now, brothers, if I come to you and speak in tongues, then what good will I be to you unless I speak in some revelation or knowledge or prophesy or word of instruction? Even in the case of lifeless things that make sounds, such as the flute or harp, how will anyone know what tune is being played unless there is a distinction in the notes? Again, if the trumpet does not sound like a clear call, then who will get ready for battle? So it is for you, unless you speak intelligible words with your tongue, how will anyone know what you are saying? You will just be speaking into the air. Undoubtedly, there are all sorts of languages in the world, yet none of them is without meaning. If then I do not grasp the meaning of what someone is saying, I am a foreigner to the speaker, and he is a foreigner to me. So it is with you. Since you are eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church. For this reason, anyone who speaks in a tongue should pray that he may interpret what he says. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is unfruitful. So what shall I do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will also pray with my mind. I will sing with my spirit, but I will also sing with my mind. If you are praising God with your spirit, how can one who finds himself among those who do not understand say, "Amen"? For your thanksgiving, since he does not know what you are saying. You may be giving thanks well enough, but the other man is not edified. I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. But in the church, I would speak 5 intelligible words to instruct others rather than 10,000 words in a tongue. Brothers, stop thinking like children. I regard to evil with infants, but in your thinking, be adults. In the law, it is written, as men have changed tongues and through the lips of foreigners, I will speak to this people. Like even then, they will not listen to me, says the Lord. Tongues then are a sign, not for believers, but for unbelievers. Prophesy, however, prophecy is for believers, not for unbelievers. So if the whole church comes together and everyone speaks in tongues, and some who do not understand, when some unbelievers come in, they do not say that you are out of your mind. If an unbeliever or someone who does not understand comes in while everyone is prophesying, he will be convinced by all that he is a sinner and will be judged by all. And the secrets of his heart will be laid bare. So he will fall down and he will worship God, exclaiming, God is really among you. Verse 26. What then shall we say, brothers? When you come together, none has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or interpretation. All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three should speak, one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, speaker should speak quiet, and the church should speak to himself and God. Two or three prophets should speak. The others should very carefully what is said. If a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. I'm going to skip the rest of that because that was specific to something else. The resurrection of Christ. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel that I spoke to you, which you received, and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word that I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. That's not me. For what I received, I passed on to you as the first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James and all the apostles. Least of all, he appeared to me also, as to one abnormality born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they. This is what we preach. And this is what you believed. But if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, then how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. More than that, we are then found to be false witnesses about God, for we have testified God. We have testified about God that he has raised Christ from the dead. But he did not raise him, if, in fact, the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. For if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. And those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, then we ought to be pitied more than all men. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes about through a man. For as in Adam, so in Christ, also made, but each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit. Then when he comes, those who belong to him. And the end will come. When he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. So, I'm going to stop there for tonight. That is powerful stuff that we are reading about these different resurrections, because there was the resurrection of Christ, and then there's the resurrection of the dead. Then there's the collection of his people. And we're going to continue on in this tomorrow, because this is some cool stuff. And I love it. Yeah, but Paul says in there, you know, he's like, if resurrection didn't actually happen, if Jesus was not resurrected from the dead, and all this and this and this and this, and he's like, and if this and this and this, then he's like, then what's all this? And he's like, then you're a false witness, and your faith is useless. But we know this word is true. This word of God is true. So we're not false witnesses. I am proof. Faith works. Faith works. The Word of God works. Faith works. I just think of, you know, how when I was very young, I was told, you know, certain things. But faith works. I and my mom continued to believe God, and I continue to believe God today. And this stuff works. So don't let anyone tell you that the Word of God doesn't work. Say, why? It works. The Word of God works. It really does. So don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Because I know who I am believing in. This stuff works. And so let me think here. Oh. Oh. So, oh yeah, I was thinking. And about this, what we read previously tonight about these tongues. The speaking in tongues is to be a sign to the unbelievers. But prophecies are for believers. Now, a true prophecy is something spoken, you know, by a good pastor, even a prophet. Now, my pastor is also a prophet, a major prophet. And sometimes he'll prophesy things from the pulpit. Sometimes they'll prophesy, might prophesy something over a certain person or a certain couple or something. Other times he'll do a thus saith the Lord from the pulpit to the church. And it's always a great thing when that happens, because those prophecies are for those who are the believers. And so that's a really cool system, the way that God put it together. That was a man's idea, that was God's idea, in case you were wondering. And so about faith, hope, and love. All three of those are important. Now, faith, we know it's the evidence of things hoped for. I mean, it's the substance of things hoped for. Excuse me. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen yet. And we have hope, then we have love. And it says love is the most important out of all three, the greatest out of all three. Not saying that faith is not important. We need that. We have to, are required to have faith in order to please God. You know, when it says in Hebrews 11, when it says, when it talks about, you know, when it talks about how we must have faith in order to please him, guess what that means? That means it's a requirement, mandatory. In order to please God, you have to have faith in him. You have to be able to trust him. And it's a sin to walk with him and not trust him. Because you have to be able to trust him and know that he'll do what he said in his word that he would do. And I keep my hope in him. I keep my trust in him. And I just know that he is there for me, that he's helping me. He's moving on my behalf. And I have faith that he will do for you what you're believing for him to do for you. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would put this word to practice in our life, that we would realize that our belief in you was not in vain. It pays to trust you, Lord. That we would always trust you, that we would trust in your word, that we would walk by faith and not by sight. That we would think the things about ourselves that you want us to think. That we would just be those things that you have called us to be. In the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that those who don't know you, may they come home to you tonight. In your matchless name, amen. Amen. Now for sports. The Tigers lose 2 of 3 to the Toronto Blue Jays. They lost on Friday. Then they win on Saturday 4-1, but then on yesterday they lost 6-0. And not only did they lose 6-0, but the Tigers only went through the minimum number of batters. There were a couple of base hits, but they were raced on double plays. So they'll try again this week to get some more wins. All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will talk to you all tomorrow night.